Hello, welcome back to the Potty Mouse Podcast. I am Peyton Kubik, and this is where my dad and his friend John talk about random stuff in life or the things they found on the internet. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I did. Here they are now.
Let's talk. It's 48. So when I'm actually editing, 49 minutes in is when we've got a cut from the other 40. One. So, you know, 49
on the notes.
This is the second of two episodes. This one might be a little bit shorter than last week.
People are going to think I wore this for an entire week.
I thought you were going to wear it for every single episode.
I only have one. I'm going to have to wash it time and again, I think.
You can always order another one.
Probably could. So we said we were going to start off with a little golf conversation.
Golf conversation.
And that is, that's unusual because I don't play much. You used to play more.
I used to play a lot, yes.
Yeah. And yep. I mean, you had them, even when you traveled, you had them in the trunk of your car, yeah?
Yeah, I did. But even though I didn't play very much then, I would say I stopped playing a lot of golf when Peyton was born.
Okay.
And it wasn't Peyton's fault. It wasn't because I had a kid. It's just life, you know?
Yeah. Well, priorities change in a hurry, and kids will do that.
It'd be interesting. I want to talk about the golf thing, but I'm going to veer off for just a second because it was something I know, right? Wouldn't be Potty Miles without it. There was something I saw. I don't know if it was YouTube, Instagram, or if I was reading it. It all kind of blends together nowadays. But it was someone was talking about making friends as you age. And as you age, it becomes more difficult to make friends.
Okay.
And I found that to be very true. So I'll just call it out for myself. I have some very close friends that I grew up with that are still in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I will preface this with, I love my dad. I think I have a very good relationship with my dad. I've never had anything ill will to say about him. He's an incredible person. I look up to him. He's definitely someone I want to emulate.
Awesome.
Thank you. That's a good word. Yep. Just a fantastic human being.
I had mushroom coffee. That's why my mind is so clear. I thought of emulate.
I can tell. Yeah. You're just kidding. You're an emulator. we talk maybe twice a year.
Oh.
I'm just that type of person. He's the exact same way. He could reach out to me just as much as I could reach out to him. And, you know, it's not one of those things that are top of mind. Mm-hmm. I have the same issue with my friends. In fact, I talked to a guy, you know him, Will Morrow. Mm-hmm. I talked to him yesterday for the first time in probably maybe even a year. But he's a friend of mine. I mean, he's a good friend of mine. So it's not like I don't need to call people and I don't need to talk to people. It doesn't mean they're any less my friends or anything like that. So I just wanted to preface this with that. I am like that. So when it comes to my friends, growing up, we've got a lot of friends that are still back in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. College, I got a lot of friends who are still in St. Louis. And even the ones that moved away, I mean, I still keep in contact with, but not that often. And it's mostly my fault because of life. I've lived here in Nashville now for 16 some odd years, 17 years, something like that. So it's been a while. I really can't, I could count on one hand how many friends I have here. And even at that, it's not even the whole hand.
Interesting.
I don't have that many friends here. Not because I don't like people or I don't know people or I don't get out. It's just I haven't found people I connect with like I connected with the people I connected with in college and in high school and elementary school.
Well, things have changed too. And when you're talking about work these days, you're not local in work. You don't have face-to-face interactions with people in your local community.
Some of my closest friends right now that I've made in my adult life are work friends. You and I are friends because of work.
Right.
My Matt is a really close friend of mine because of work.
Right.
So that's my group. But you live in Florida. Matt lives in Ohio. So it's not like we're here. All that to say, getting back to the golf thing, I don't have close friends here that are golfers, with the exception of Dennis. And that's the person I golf with. Mm-hmm. So I go out with Dennis once in a while and play golf, but it's maybe twice a year. It's not consistent.
Mm-hmm. And I, I mean, you could walk onto a golf course, and I see guys that do this, especially in Florida.
Yeah, you know, it's just not my personality.
Me either. And they'll join any, you know, twosome or threesome.
My stepdad
and jump aboard.
That.
And yeah, I'm not like that. I like you, need to be with a buddy that, you know, or whomever.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last time I played, year and a half, 2 years ago, was with our pastor and his assistant or administrative assistant and Lisa and I played, and we love them. So it was easy and fun and so on.
Right.
But that was in Wisconsin. So now down here, like you, we don't have a lot of friends except through church. So church was a big benefit to us here because we've gotten to know a lot of people, and that's a blessing. That's a great blessing. And if you are in a place where you don't have a lot, that's a great place to meet people rather than, you know, going to the bar or whatever and hanging out there. It's which I used to do. So that's kind of the benefit. But like you, other than our church people, and that's where 15, 20 years ago, gosh, 15 probably, is where we met Matt and Carrie, my Matt, as Matt. And that was from a church relationship. He works the soundboard and in Wisconsin now. So they're just long distance friends until they come and visit.
Sure.
So, but I think we all have those friends that, and this is how I kind of define it. Your lifelong friends are the ones that you reconnect with the moment you see them. It's like you were never apart.
Yeah.
Those are the lifelong ones. The high school ones, I have those too. And nice people, no question, get along with them well, but we're not lifelong friends. We're from a past part of our lives. And we have a lot of that core comprehension of what it's like to grow up in a certain area. And, you know, so we know all that and can talk about the old days, and that's fun. But we don't have a lot in common currently, at least. So there's that part of it, too.
That actually, I think, plays into it a lot, because what's the one thing that sets your friends apart in college versus high school versus adult life too? Yeah. And same with work friends and things like that. In college, I had a specific track that I was on. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in the communications department. I was in the film department. I was in the creative arts department. So my friends in St. Louis, where I went to school, are all those type of people. So we related, and that's why we're still get along, because we're very similar still to this day.
Yeah.
Same with, you know, high school, you have those memories that you've lived together, those adventures, those Goonie adventures that you had, you know, walking in the woods and by the lake for, you know, we Minnesotans who have a lot of lakes to walk around. Mm. And the same with the work friends. I mean, you and I did the same job, so we had something to relate to.
For sure.
One of the issues I have here in the South, and I'm going to use the South as a generalization, not necessarily Tennessee, but I mean, look at what I'm wearing right now. I've got my Minnesota hat on, my Minnesota sweatshirt on.
That's why you don't have any friends in Nashville.
Well, exactly. No, I don't wear this. I don't wear it out. Okay. No, but seriously, I am a hockey fan.
Yeah.
I watch hockey when it's on and I see it. I don't seek it out, but I watch it when it's on. Mm-hmm. I am a football fan, meaning I like football. I'll watch football, but I don't know anything. I know how to play because I played football, and I know how to play hockey, and I know the rules, and I know, you know, if someone, if there's a penalty, I know what it is. I know all of that. I know the game. So when I say I just don't know enough about the game, I mean, I don't know the players. I don't know the owners. I don't know the stats. I don't care about any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. People here in the South do. Now, I'm not saying people in other places don't. I mean, they do, but it's not. I mean, down here, it seems like it is a lifestyle. And I'm generalizing because I know there are people that are like me that don't, but I have not run in those circles. Yeah. Most of the people I run in the circles with are people my age with kids that go to schools that all have these big sports programs.
Yeah.
And with those big sports programs come big time football fans, big time, not hockey fans, because there really aren't. There are some schools with hockey, but not as big as football or basketball or baseball or stuff like that. I don't get into it. They're big time into it. You know, the parties that happen down the street with our friends down the street, we have friends. Mm-hmm. Most of those parties are football parties because they're big Tennessee fans.
Sure.
We don't go because we're not interested. So that's part of it. I haven't found a group of people that are very similar to the interests that I have. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that besides Dennis, I don't know anyone that likes to golf.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Dennis, I don't know that many people that like to hike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody that likes to camp. I know there are jeepers here, but I haven't got into that community where there are jeepers.
So you
that
don't like have to go. You don't have the ducks around your across
I
your
have,
dashboard.
I have ducks, but I actually put them in my center console. I don't
How
have
many.
Them.
Oh, good.
I have three ducks.
I saw a Jeep the other day with probably 40.
Yeah, across. Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Well,
yeah.
And how can you see out the windshield for one thing? Because they were like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. No,
good. That was a side note.
Yeah. It's a good side note. No, but so ducking is a thing. I have been ducked a few times. If I'm sitting like at a parking lot, like Target, I'll go to Target. I'll put my ducks out because I like getting ducked. I think it's cute. But when I'm driving around and just doing stuff, no, I put them in the center console. I don't, it's a little bit too much, but I'm also OCD in that the sense that if they aren't like secure there, they start to roll around. That drives me nuts. If they're not facing a certain way.
Yeah. Yes.
Understood. Oh, that Dutch turning. I got to. So I spend more time adjusting the ducks than I do driving. And that's probably not a good idea.
Probably not. No, at least you're not on your phone.
Yeah.
he's messing with his ducks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Velcro.
I don't want to put it. But then I put stuff on my dash and I don't want to put anything on my dash.
Well, I get all of that and the connections and so on. I actually did a church thing. One of the guys in the facilities department sent out an email and just invited. We're doing a men's golf day in April.
Nice.
You know what? I'm in. And one of the guys we serve with is a retired surgeon, Canadian.
Okay.
And great guy, but he plays golf. 5 times a week, probably.
He's a surgeon,
so,
why not?
So I latched onto him and I texted him. I said, "Hey, you're getting in this tournament with me."
Nice.
You know, the men's thing. So we're going to do that. And then I decided, you know what? I have old clubs, and maybe, I mean, it's all operator error with me. Any poor golfing I've ever done.
Sure.
But my clubs, and we're trying to figure it out yesterday. They got to be 40 years old or more, maybe 50. I bought them used from a buddy of mine, and they're pings, so they're custom fit, you know, lengthwise and all of that. But it's time to move on. So I bought some used ones online. Did
you? Nice.
Just Wilson Steph, and they're. We'll see how they are. Just a change of pace, and I'm not going to change my driver because
absolutely
that's all operator error. Anytime I mess that up, but so it'll be fun to see how they work.
My clubs are over 20 years old. I haven't had a reason to replace them. Now, if I were still they were brand new when I was in college because I was on the college team, and you know you do have to keep up with your equipment if you're competing, just like any sport. So I was consistently getting new clubs, but ever since I left college and I just don't play that much, no reason to update. They're fine. Now you say that it's operator error, but not always. So my clubs in particular are set up. They are, I'm going to nerd out a little bit about it.
Yeah.
They are cavity backs, but they are a Cleveland, which Cleveland doesn't even make full sets of golf clubs anymore.
Yep.
But they make a lot of wedges and things like that.
Specialty clubs.
Yep. But this is when they were still making full sets, and they were they were incredible golf clubs.
Hmm.
They had a series of golf clubs that were cavity back, but they had different levels.
Hmm.
But they're set up in particular ways. So mine they're called TA3s, and they are cavity backs, but they're set up like blades. And for those of you who don't know, golf clubs, professionals use blades. They're less forgiving, but they give you a lot more control. And what I mean by forgiving is if you tend to slice the ball, a blade will make you slice more because again, it's that control thing.
Yep.
So these are set up more like blades than they are cavity backs. Mm-hmm. And then of course the TA4s, the TA5s, they get more forgiving as you go back. So I play basically blades. I used to play full blades before I went to these particular clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, not playing very much, not being very practiced, probably shouldn't be playing these clubs.
You should probably have cavity backs.
Backs that are more forgiving.
Well, and that's just it. And what it does for those who aren't golfers because the cavity back is exactly that. It's a hole essentially in the back of the club, not on the face, on the opposite side, and it increases the sweet spot. So yep. Your hitting area you have a larger margin of error, I guess, with yep. those than you would with blades. Blades, as you said perfectly, are not forgiving, and but for somebody who can hit them, and really what it comes down to, it's amazing. We've been watching the golf PGA Tour, and mm-hmm. it's just kind of fun to watch the different guys. And you know, a month ago, we're looking at the names on the leaderboard. Who the hell is that? We didn't recognize anybody.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to get the hang of who is who and so on. And they're nice, you know, they're kids. They're all young and new to the sport, you know, compared to Tiger or whatever.
Right.
But anyway, it's been fun to kind of see these guys, but they are so consistent because they do the same exact thing every time they swing. And you can watch their process for that, and it's amazing. It's that, but that's how they get consistent, is they do the same exact thing every time they swing.
Okay,
muscle memory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm still lucky. I still have a lot of that muscle memory. So
yeah.
Even with my clubs, I can still hit them fairly decently. Mm-hmm. But I know that I would probably score better if I had more forgiving clubs.
So when you. Yeah. So, so the jury is still out, obviously, because I think my clubs, my new used ones will be here today. We'll see. But these are, it's incredible how expensive this crap is. It's unreal to me. The Wilson staffs are $1,200 for a set of irons. Mm-hmm. And so let's just say way less than half is what I paid for
Good.
These. So nice. I will see. You know, we'll see what happens, but I just can't justify it. If I played golf every day, like my buddy Carl, maybe, but I can't justify it playing. And maybe I'd play more if I played better. We'll see. Whatever. It was just time.
I don't think it has it, but you know what? The other part of it is time and money. We have with our lives nowadays. Now you live in a community where things are a little bit slower,
sure.
But you know, I think with social media, with all of the stuff that we're expected to do, you know, and all life again,
yeah,
taking 4 hours out of your day to go play golf.
Yes.
And usually it's, let's face it, it's more than four. That's a big chunk of time to take out.
Yep. No doubt.
I face that a lot personally. And you have your son is already grown and out of the house. So,
yep.
I mean, you probably experience the same thing that I do though, is I travel so much. That when I'm home, I don't want to do anything without my family.
Understood.
Like I don't want to go play golf necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will because I want to. Don't get me wrong. I want to.
Sure.
But I feel guilty when I'm out on the golf course and my family's not with me.
Yep. And we, Lisa and I may, I mean, I'm hopeful that we, because something you do together, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so I'll see. We've played together before. It's just. Not pretty, and nine holes is usually about it. Because for two reasons, yeah. Not only the time, but the patience wears out at about nine holes, or let's say eight.
Yeah,
and we do the last one just to finish.
That's funny. I wish so. Peyton used to like to golf. I mean, she would never play a full round. She would, but she would come because she liked to drive. She called the golf cart the Jeep. She liked to drive the Jeep. Yeah. But she would, I mean, I'd let her tee off and I'd let her hit in the fairway and I'd let her putt. I mean, she couldn't hit it very far and we had to keep moving. So I would pick up the ball and take it to the next spot. But I really wish she still has her clubs are sitting right over here. Mm-hmm. I just wish she would get into it because then I would not feel so guilty and I probably would golf more if she would go with me.
Sure. Does Jen play at all or no?
No, okay. She doesn't. She has no interest in it,
okay.
Which again is fine, but. Whatever.
I used to work with a guy who, my buddy Bill, who was just a great dude. He was one of the managers at the Cadillac store I worked at in Orlando. And, he was friends with a lot of pro golfers. He has played with Arnold Palmer and he had stories to tell. And, yeah,
Arnold's he's an interesting, he's a fun guy.
He's dead.
I know.
But he's
a fun guy.
Oh my gosh. He has some stories about Arnie.
And, yeah.
And it wasn't just Arnie, but yeah, they had fun together for sure. But this guy, Bill, would always, I'd say, so do you want to, golf? And he goes, golf is not a verb. What? No, play golf. You don't golf, play golf.
And I'm so like, the grammarian got grammared?
Well,
it got a grammar smackdown?
Rubbed off on me, I'm not sure. But, you know, everybody says, hey, let's go golf. No, that's not, and I have to, in my mind, go, Bill would not like that.
That's funny.
What a good guy. Yeah, it was hilarious.
That's pretty great. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, yeah. What was about that? Oh, Arnie. We used to go to, because we lived very close to a golf course in Minnesota that they did the senior classic at every year.
Oh, cool.
So the senior professionals would come and play. And actually they would do trials for seniors at the golf course that I worked at. So I actually got to caddy for some of, no big names that you would know, because this is the trials to get it. The big names were already in.
Sure.
But we got to go and see, Arnie a few times, play, and Jack, and all of the big names. And God, they're just so fun. Cause once you hit the senior tour, you're really out there just to have fun. They're still competing. Don't get me wrong, but it's less of a competition.
It's, and you're absolutely right. And I love guys like Lee Trevino.
Yes.
Sense of humor. Oh my goodness. And you're absolutely right. And I love that, they kind of let their hair down. And I noticed that the regular tour pros tend to be a little more like that these days than they used to be. Not to that degree, but more than they used to be. And so that's fun, that persona that they tend to have, you know, interviews on camera and so on. It's fun to watch those guys. And interestingly, you say that because we watched part of the senior, the Champions Tour, as they call it now. It was in Tucson, which had a high yesterday, by the way, of 57 degrees in Tucson. Yeah, so they're all bundled up. What the hell? We're in Arizona. but saw a couple of, you know, guys from Madison, Wisconsin that were fans of Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker. And they both done well on the Champions Tour. Lisa's, her maid of honor in our wedding is Jerry Kelly's sister.
Okay.
And so it's kind of fun to make a nice
connection there. Yeah,
for sure. But I mean, we haven't, Lisa used to say, Jerry Kelly's a little prick. Cause he's a couple of years younger and he was a little prick when she was growing up and in high school. It was hilarious stories, but you know, to see him doing so well, and his sister follows him around sometimes from, you know, tournament. And yeah, it's cool. We should probably, you know, get in to see him. That would be fun. But we always like Steve Stricker as well. But it's fun to watch those guys, because you're right, they have fun, but they're still competitive. Yeah, I mean, as you said, they're you can't change that about somebody who is, you know, they've made their living doing that for years.
And that's probably to be that my parents and my step family all thought I was going that direction. Mm-hmm. But I think that's probably where I am opposite of a lot of them and a lot of most people. I refer to it at work, because our boss always talks about our group as a whole bunch of A-type personalities. But I always stop him and say, no, I'm sorry. I'm not an A-type person. I'm an A-minus at best.
Yeah.
Because I'm not as competitive as, now I do have a competitive streak, don't get me wrong. But I'm not as competitive as most people that are at that level specifically. And
it's got to be something that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
Because if it's something I don't, you know, that doesn't really drive me. Some people are competitive at anything.
Oh,
I've never done this before, but let's play bocce. And I'll kick your ass, you know, we've never played before. So I'm like you, not so much in that direction. My older brother is, and it's funny to watch it, because he challenges himself at everything, which is great. So he's a workout guy, and has been for 30 years probably. So, but it's different people, different ways of dealing with that stuff. But most of those guys on the tour, I would guess,
they're type A. Absolutely. Very few, if any, type A minus.
Not many. Not many. That's for sure. They're the caddies.
Yeah. No, I spend more time going, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And that's why you want to, you know, have some Canadian connections. That's
exactly.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, I don't, have you ever played golf in Canada?
I'd have to think about that. Maybe once.
They have some beautiful courses.
Well, yeah, but they're only for 4 months a year. Yeah,
that's probably why they're so beautiful. Yeah, you don't get bored with them.
Oh my gosh. There's
a course we used to play every year. We went up for a tournament that my stepfather started with some friends back when he was still a small town doctor. And when I say small, mm-hmm. I mean a very small town mm-hmm. in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was four guys. It was a Father's Day weekend type of thing. Mm-hmm. And the tournament was named after them after a couple of them died. Oh. And we'd go up every year starting when I was 12 and we would play in that tournament and we'd go to Waskasu. It's a golf course on Waskasu Lake in Prince Albert National Forest or something like that. It's a big park up there in, they call it Northern Saskatchewan, but really it's in the middle of Saskatchewan because, you know, you don't want to go too much further north. You'd hit the North Pole.
No.
So anyway, it's absolutely gorgeous. Probably my, still to this day, my favorite golf course, not necessarily that hard, but beautiful. And it's one of those golf courses where you don't at the ninth hole isn't at the clubhouse. The ninth hole is the furthest away that you can get from the, and then they have a little shack where you can get snacks and food. And of course it's Canadian beer and Canadian candy. And you know, once you hit a certain age in Canada, you don't have to be 21 to drink up there. I don't remember if it was 18 or 19, but by the time I was 18, we were drinking beer up there and just having a grand old time. And the best part is it's far enough north. Now the older folks didn't do this. And when I see older folks, I'm even talking about the people in their 40s. But when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, I'd start playing at 4 in the morning. I'd go play around at 4 in the morning. Then the tournament would come around.
The sun is still up. Yeah.
Yeah. And you go, then you play the tournament round. And then after the tournament, we always played another round. And then, I mean, by the end of the day, you were tired. So I would only do that. Like, don't get me wrong. It wasn't the whole, because we'd go up there for a few days. I wouldn't do it every single day. That would be one day that I would do three rounds in a day. And the rest of the time, it would be one or two. But yeah, I mean, it was just such a blast.
Yeah.
And
it is pretty country that the whole, I mean, everything in, Banff is where we went on vacation.
Never
one
been,
year,
but
I was, oh my gosh, it was
I've
just
got,
amazing.
I actually have a painting somewhere around here. I don't think it's on the wall. I think I took it down at Banff Springs Hotel.
Oh,
my mom, it was one of my mom's paintings.
That's
she didn't
the,
paint it. She just bought it.
Is that the Fairmont?
Yes, the Fairmont.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I think it was the day before we left or the day we were leaving. I'm not sure. I was out driving in the rental car and I was on like a curve in the road and there was a pull off and it just overlooked the valley where the hotel is.
Yeah.
It is just spectacular. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, keep talking about it for a second. I'm going to go grab it. So you just keep telling people
I'd like
about
to see it. Yeah.
Hold on.
And there's another one that is in Lake Louise. I get that confused with Lake Lucerne, but Lake Louise had one as well, a Fairmont hotel, and it overlooked this beautiful lake. If you ever, if you do a search of Lake Louise, you'll see certainly the images will show the Fairmont hotel overlooking the lake. It's just incredibly beautiful with the mountains in the background. So anyway, that stuff is pretty cool. And that's, I mean, that's the beauty of Canada. The Northern Rockies are just amazing. And that's one great example of it. Okay, let's see what you got there.
All right. Here we go. You see that?
Kind of. Back it up a little bit. Yeah, that's it. Oh, my gosh. And that's almost the same vantage point that I was looking at when I took some pictures of it.
Yeah,
just in the valley like that.
I love
this painting. I just haven't put it up on the wall.
It's beautiful.
I drop it.
I love this painting.
I'm Polish, guys.
This is my favorite painting.
It's not my favorite painting, but I do love
it. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. Broken. No.
Exactly. My favorite painting is right over here on the wall. It's Peyton's.
Oh, and what did Peyton do?
That one actually is not my favorite one, but it's that one's a sailboat.
It's my favorite, but it's not.
Yeah. No, this one was when she was in fourth grade. It's just a sailboat, but she's got some more downstairs that I do.
Cool.
I do love. She's won some awards, so
that is amazing. And that's stuff you want to hold on to, of course, because
absolutely,
yeah, you can't replace that stuff.
No,
so don't drop any of hers. Like,
don't drop any of. I'll try not to, but I can't guarantee it. Probably why some of the
golfing, Canada golfing, very nice.
So sorry,
I'm sorry. That was my friend. Megan, she would do that. I'm sorry, Megan. Stop saying you're sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I was saying I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, funny. She was hilarious. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You gotta
Canada,
like it.
I enjoy Canada. I really do.
Me too. You know, it's beautiful, but I don't enjoy it in the winter.
I do. Here's the one thing, though. I'm gonna preface this with, I'm not talking about politics any further than this, because you know we don't necessarily talk about politics. Canada to me is like California. It's one of the most beautiful places. I love it. I really wish I could live there. I wish I could live in Canada. I wish I could live in California if it weren't for the politics.
Yeah, and that's well said, because there's very much of that. The good part about Canada, though, is that it's so large that you can hide from most of the crap.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Depending. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Because most of the population in Canada actually lives further south than some Americans in Toronto.
Yes. Yes, Toronto. And that's Toronto. That's a good direction question, asking people what direction is Canada from Detroit, the city.
It's southeast, south, right?
Southeast, actually. But south is the general direction. It's pretty fun. I think I've won a dollar.
Doing a dollar?
A loony? Or as they call it in Canada, a loony, exactly. And what do they call the $2 coin? What's the $2 coin? A toonie. Which makes me laugh. And it used to be it was worth more than the U.S. dollar, and now it's...
Yep.
Like now 2/3, no, I think.
And I'd remember that when we would go up there, we would take both Canadian and American money, because you could go to McDonald's and use American money.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
They actually liked it better.
Yes. Well, because it was worth more.
It was worth more, but you got the change back, and you usually got change back Canadian. Yep. So, but they had their computers set up to give you the right amount back. It was pretty, funny. And it was tied in with their exchange rate. So even if the exchange rate changed, the change rate, not the exchange, but the change rate would change.
Change rate, yeah. I have not. So. It's been a while since I've been there, so
I have. Me too. No, I haven't been
a while.
Yeah, it's been probably 20 years for me.
Yeah,
I'd say close to.
I used to do. I had some training, some clients up there that I used to do training for dealerships, and so I've been through. Not so much in the east, but certainly from Winnipeg west.
Yeah.
And
that's another fun. That's cool. Winnipeg is a great town. An underrated town.
Chicago of the North is what they sometimes refer to it as.
I've never heard that, but I can see that.
Yeah.
So that's where my stepdad went to college.
Probably don't say that anymore.
Yeah.
He went to Winnipeg.
Yeah, he went to college in Winnipeg, both undergraduate and medical school. Mm. So yeah, but he was from Saskatchewan. We spent a lot of time in Winnipeg. So cool. I love that town. It's beautiful, really, especially in the summer, but you know,
if you like winter, it's fine.
Yep.
It's, I drove up there one year.
How'd you get to Fargo?
I did. Well, no. Yeah. Fargo. I probably did. In fact, I think I stayed overnight at a Holiday Inn. I got to North Dakota, and everything north of there, it was in the winter. It was just gray. Everything was gray.
That is very true.
But it's not, once you get to, you know, North Dakota, Winnipeg's not that far anymore. Because I actually
it's really not
Chicago. Because Air Canada was on strike.
Oh, jeez.
And so, yeah, so canceled my tickets and I had to drive. And I'm like, oh, crap. So it took, yeah, it took a little longer than I wanted it to. But had a fun conversation at that Holiday Inn. I don't know why I still remember this, with a guy who was a pilot of a FedEx plane.
Oh, really?
And yeah, nice guy. And he was drinking at the bar. Okay. But
not before his flight, folks.
No, no. He flew a DC-10. It was the night before.
No, really? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. They, so yeah, he was a good guy. We chatted, had a couple beers, and then I went to sleep and drove
the way. You ever watch the TV show Ice Pilots?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me, they just got their first. So I still follow
their
them
first 737. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mikey Bryant.
Mikey is the
one who still handles their social media. So he still he does videos and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun to see. But yeah, I just was thinking about it. And the reason, folks, if you haven't seen that show, they are a freight company that in the Northwest Territories, Canadian, and they operate one of the biggest fleets of World War II aircraft. And they just got a new jet. It's the first jet. Mm-hmm. So they've got a whole bunch of DC-3s, DC-4s.
Fours.
They have a DC-9? No. DC-5.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. But whatever the turbo.
This is their first 737.
Yeah. And they also C-47s. They fly those. So yeah, that's, it's crazy. And these are these big old warplanes, and they had a whole, I mean, that show ran what, 5 seasons, something like that.
And we've seen them all.
I've seen them twice.
In fact, I think you mentioned it. Some parts are fine. Others are eye rolling, but
it's goofy, fun reality TV show, but it's enjoy. If you like classic airplanes and you like to see them actually being used for more than just shows or air shows, stuff like that, or museums. Mm-hmm. It's a fun because these things are bulletproof.
Oh, well, they're old as old can be, but you're right. They do. They've managed, and the toughest part they have now is finding parts.
Yes.
And that's the difficulty of that, because nobody makes them anymore. And so, getting parts is a real challenge.
And they keep buying these old planes that don't fly anymore, mainly so they have the parts. So they've got it. They have spots everywhere in Canada or in the Northwest Territories where they will fly, because they've got a DC-3 sitting on the ground. They have 4 DC-3s sitting on the ground.
Yes.
So they probably own, I would guess, and I'm not sure because they don't ever say a number. I would guess they probably own 20 DC-3s, but maybe only 3 of them fly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just it. It's you have others are all parted out, and that's fine. That's whatever. Yeah.
Whatever do you have to do to keep them flying?
That's right. It's not unlike, you know, some of the car shows where they're redoing vehicles and they have to use parts from multiple vehicles in order to make it work.
Because
you just can't get them. And if you do find parts, they're so crazy expensive. These days, though, a lot for the cars anyway, a lot of times they're creating their own. They'll either build, you know, the part with
3D printing.
With 3D printing, that's exactly right. They can create it. And so that's kind of cool. And that will hopefully be something that would help them in the future as well.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, folks, you know, you can look it up online. Ice Pilots. I know you can find it on YouTube, but I'm sure there's another network that you can. I don't know where. I haven't seen it in a while. But
don't confuse it. I would highly recommend it. Don't confuse them with what they sometimes call us, ass pilots. That's different.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a whole different network.
Too. Different show. It's a different network. Nicely done.
Thank you.
And on that note.
On that note, it's amazing. I thought at the end of the last episode, I had nothing more to say, and I was wrong.
I can draw it out of you.
Yeah, you really can.
I know.
I'm going to go drop a few more pictures and a few other things.
Do it. Gosh, I can't believe you. This is my favorite painting.
I'm sure that's. If you saw, first of all, let me remind you, I didn't say it was my favorite painting.
It's one of my favorites.
Second of all, I can tell it's been dropped a few more times than I just dropped it. And at least I dropped it on carpet. because there are a lot of nicks and dings in that thing.
Can't see anything on that painting. Well, that's because it's in bubble wrap.
Exactly. Well, it's in bubble wrap at one point too. But that painting is probably 30 years old, cool. I would guess. So I don't know.
Well, it brings back nice memories because truly that is that valley where that hotel is located is just it's amazing. It is one of the most picturesque places in Canada.
Picturesque. I've never been, but I have seen plenty of it's when you're as I am when you're a photographer, you tend to like pretty pictures, and I have seen a lot of beautiful and I know photographs never do the real thing justice. Never. You can never
for sure
do the real thing justice. So if I'm looking at those photos going, that is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, just imagine what it looks like in real life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cool.
All right. Thank you, John, for sticking with me.
Brother.
It was
awesome. Great way to spend a Saturday morning.
I agree. And it's still not that late. You can still go enjoy. Well, it's an hour later for you than it is for me.
It's terribly late.
I know.
It's not even noon.
So, well, noon, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. I'm going to go have some lunch. It's an early lunch.
Hotcakes.
Oh, it's a brunch.
I'm gonna have hotcakes.
I already had hotcakes. You go have your hotcakes.
I will.
All right.
They're selling like t-shirts. Folks,
speaking of selling like t-shirts, head up to Potty Miles. Check out the new t-shirt. I'm so surprised and happy at all of the people that are ordering this t-shirt. Keep it up. And you know what? If you guys keep ordering stuff like that and you really like the fun stuff, instead of having all that really beautiful logoed merch that I have up in the merch store, I'll start making t-shirts like that. So like that beautiful, wonderful hat or the sweatshirt that I have that I'm not wearing right now. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff up there. There's even swimming suits up there for your lovely wives and all that stuff. So head up to pottymiles.com. Check out the merch store. Check out all of our past episodes. Check us out on social. If you're watching us here on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe.
Do it.
Smash that like button. And if you'd like for us to be more social on social, hit us up on social so we can be more social on social.
Yes.
Have a great week, folks. John, I'll talk to you again very, very soon.
See you.